Hi, I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the 1-1 draw at Histon. Mark, you said on Tuesday night you had a target for games. I'm going to guess that 1 point wasn't what you targeted for today.
No, not exactly. I mean, if you look at the week as a whole, I guess from the two away games, you'd have taken 4 points. But, you know, we're going into every game to win it, regardless of any targets that, you know, we're looking at. It's more of a, you know, guide really over a longer term. We're going into every game to try and win them. We went into it today to win it. Had two glorious chances before they scored in the second half. If we could have got our nose in front, I think we'd have seen the game out. But difficult conditions. Both teams tried to pass it. And I think that sort of, in the first half, there's barely a chance of any note for either side, and I think the conditions sort of didn't help any kind of flow of play and made it difficult. And it was, you felt it was always going to be the team that got in front were probably going to win it. So I'm pleased that having gone behind, we showed the character to come back and get a point, and who knows, it might be a valuable one at the end of the season.
It looked really stretched actually at points in that game. Was that because you were you asking the players to push on and go for the winner?
Yeah, we definitely went out. Certainly the first half was a bit flat. It almost felt as if, you know, Tuesday night was still in the legs, almost a long trip down and what have you. But we came out in the second half and like I said, two really, really good chances to go in front before they scored. And we were going out to try and win games. And, you know, it, despite their position in the league, it's not an easy place to come. Teams don't get too many results down here, so ideally we wanted to win. We went out to win the game, had the chances to win the game, just not to be today. But we'll take the point, and if we can go on Tuesday night and get three from that, it's not a bad return from the three games.
The pitch today obviously was very cut up, very difficult to play on. Another poor surface, really, compared to the results we've had. Where we've had poor surfaces, we tend to get the results that we don't really want. Is there a correlation, or do we have to adapt our game?
I think so. I think we adapted it better to the conditions today. I think we were the team that looked more likely to win the game before they got in front. We've got players that like to pass the ball on the ground in the team. We've had a team full of, you know, those types of players for the last 2.5 years that I've been at the club. It's been unprecedented, the state of the pitches that I think we've been playing on this year. But, you know, it's the same for both teams, and I think we've adapted to it reasonably well today. Like I say, take those couple of chances, we win the game, we move on, and we've got a good result on a poor pitch, and, you know, put to bed maybe that little thing in the back of our minds that's hindering us. But, you know, we go out there, we try and win the game regardless of what we're playing on, and today I thought we created the best chances to do that, unfortunately not to be. So we move on to Tuesday.
Clean bill of health for Tuesday?
Yeah, Gavin Rothery is a bit of a dead leg, so we'll see how that settles down. Jack Gray's gone over on his knee in training on Thursday night, which doesn't look too clever at the minute, but we'll wait to see the extent of that, which is a real blow, because, you know, coming into this last 7, 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season, Jack would be a big player to have back in the side with the number of games that we've got coming up. So that's disappointing. We'll see how the lads are on the way back and how they feel when they wake up in the morning. But, you know, thankfully we've got decent numbers in the squad, and we might just freshen it up again on Tuesday night.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Colin.